This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
And Ron Darling is standing by on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline. Ron, how are you? Thanks so much for joining us. We appreciate you.
Hey, Ron.
Good time, guys. Thanks for having me.
So I'm going to start off this. You played quarterback in college a little bit, definitely in high school. The Browns are looking for a quarterback. Any chance? You got any bullets left in you?
I don't know. No, at 65 years old, I would say no, but you never know.
Hey, and, we got Joe Flacco. He's over 40. We're in good shape with you, man. You're good to go.
I will tell you that every time I'm in Cleveland and doing baseball games, one of the things I love is the interaction between fans and the Browns. It's always a discussion with them at some point, and they love their team.
So you can feel like a Clevelander tonight then when you're calling the game. If you want to, we'll give you a little Cleveland love on that. How's that sound?
Okay, it sounds good. Thanks.
Ron, as you were getting ready to do tonight's game, Guardians in New York against the Yankees, you can see it on TBS. Ron will be doing the color. What struck you about the Guardians? Good, bad, indifferent?
Well, I think the first thing that struck me, you know, because we live in this kind of analytical information age in baseball, is that they have a negative run differential. You just don't see that with very good teams. Now, a lot of that can be happenstance. It can be a small sample size. You know, we're only a third of the way through the season or so. And other teams have made the postseason with a negative run differential. But that surprised me because they're the kind of team that that usually is, you know, they're not at the plus 100 kind of team, but they're always usually a plus because of the quality of play by the Guardians year in and year out.
Ron, what have you thought about Stephen Vogt? I mean, obviously his freshman year with the Guardians went, I can't think of a better way to go than he did last year. And this year he's got a little bit more work to do, and we all think he's doing a really good job here. I'm just curious what that national perspective is on him.
Well, yes, he's done an amazing job. I mean, to take your team to the postseason and game five is as good as it almost gets, right, other than going to the World Series. I think, like any young manager, I think that he'll make some mistakes, but older manager makes mistakes as well. I like Voter. I think he is one of those guys that recently off the field has a real feel for today's player. And he's such a conversationalist, you know, that I think that's needed more than ever. When I played, if you went all season without talking to your manager, that was like a successful year. It's 180 degrees different that, you know, the back and forth relationship with players. I don't think anyone in baseball does it better than Voter.
That's a great line, Ron. I like that one a lot. The Guardians year after year seem to be able to put competitive teams on the field, even though limited financially compared to some of the other teams. In your career, other than three games with the Expos, you were with the Mets, big market team, and then you spent a lot of years in Oakland, a team that did it by, you know, trying to outsmart everybody without outspending everybody. How difficult is it to do what Oakland did successfully for a while, what the Guardians have done successfully for a while?
Well, the only way you can do that, and it doesn't matter because there's a lot of teams that don't spend or spend the same kind of money, let's say, as the Guardians, and they're not successful. And the reason that is because, you know, Antonetti and Chernoff have built a culture there, a culture of winning. I add Terry Francona to that, of course, now that he's in Cincinnati. But before that, you know, that kind of triangle of guys established that they just don't accept losing. They, you know, they're the kind of team that tonight we're going to figure out a way to win, and then tomorrow night we'll do something else. I think that goes a long way, and a lot of teams would love to have that. Now, that's very hard to build. People think it's easy. You know, teams that spend a lot of money sometimes don't have that culture, but they're able to replenish with some good players that maybe in a temporary sense will make that team successful. But one of the things I've always admired about the Guardians is that they have such a winning culture. The second you walk into their locker room, whether it's the clubhouse attendant, whether it's the kids shining the shoes or doing the laundry, it's a winning culture. It's good people. You feel that vibe straight away.
Ron Darling, MLB on TBS, joining us right now on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. I think one of those things, and sometimes, especially during his 21-game hitting streak that he just came off over the weekend, Jose Ramirez sometimes, I think, gets lost in the national shuffle. We all know how much he's appreciated here, especially because he didn't take the big money and run like so many players did when they came through Northeast Ohio. They always have good things to say about Cleveland, but none of those, all those guys always said, well, you know, why would you walk away from the money? I don't think there's a lot of fans that are still upset the way we were maybe when Manny Ramirez was here, but Jose decided to stay. And, you know, like, what does that mean, I think, when you're looking at him from the outside and what he's been able to do? And, I mean, I just remember watching him play against the Yankees last week, and I was going, man, this guy could play on any team in Major League Baseball and be a star anywhere.
Yeah, well, it's one of the reasons he's beloved by your fan base as well, right? Mm-hmm. Not only is one of the greatest players that ever put on a Cleveland uniform, he's also humble. And he's hardworking. He represents your town as well as any superstar could ever ever represent it. I remember Terry Francona told me the story. It was, I think, two or three seasons ago when you guys weren't expected maybe to make the postseason, and you did. And Terry had a conversation with Jose in spring training and said, listen, we have a lot of young players. I think it was Stephen Kwan's rookie year, mm-hmm. to tell you the truth. And he said, we have a lot of young players, and they're only going to go as you go. So I'm asking you something that's hard to ask an established great player, but I need you to hustle 10 times more than you have before, and you're one of the best hustlers in the game. Those kind of things are for people that follow the game, people that love the game, like you guys and myself. That's what makes you just love the way Ramirez plays the game. You know, last year his post wasn't what he wanted it to be. But, you know, I feel as though when he has one of those postseasons that everyone's going to read about at some point, he can take the Guardians and beat any team in baseball. That's how good he is. There's very few players who can carry an entire team on their shoulders for an extended period of time. He's one of those.
Attention, sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus D&C apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Ron Darling joining us. You'll hear him doing color commentary tonight as the Guardians take on the Yankees in New York, MLB on TBS. Ron, during your career, I believe it was seven times you pitched 200 or more innings in a season. It was much more common when you were pitching, and it wasn't that long ago, compared to today, where only four guys threw 200 innings last year. What do you think of the way that pitchers are handled today in Major League Baseball? Is it good? Is it bad? Is it a necessity? What is it?
It's a mistake, if I had to use the word. I understand what organizations are trying to do. They're trying to protect their pitchers and to keep them from injury, but that is not happening. So it doesn't matter really what they do before they become a pro, 18, 19, 21, 22, whatever. They've gone through some things that their arm might not ever recuperate from. So the reason I say it's a mistake is that most pitchers between 24 and 30 years old, 32 maybe, that's your best time to use these guys and to get the best out of them. And what has happened, and I understand this now, what has happened is organizations saying, we're going to limit what they do to try to save them, but they're not saving them. So why wouldn't you do the opposite and just try to get the most out of them as you can? Now, the agent's going to become involved in that because he's not going to want his guy to throw that many innings and maybe even the player himself. But I think someday we're going to have a Paul Skenes kind of player that just has such a big reputation, is so important for the organization. He's going to say to the team that drafts him, listen, I'll get drafted by you, but I will throw 125 pitches, on the day I pitch. And if you don't like it, don't draft me, because that's what I'm going to do. Someone's going to do that someday. And I also think a smaller organization that's trying to win on the margins, if they get real lucky, and I'm almost thinking about Pittsburgh when I think of this, if they get real lucky and end up with four or five amazing pitchers all at the same time, it might behoove them while they're in the minor league to say, hey, listen, we'll be a better team if these guys are out there longer. You know, we have a game now where the pitchers, starting pitchers, don't pitch in the fourth quarter. They don't pitch in the last third of the game. So the most important outs are recorded by someone else. And no one does that better than Cleveland and their bullpen, right? But wouldn't it be great if you could limit, instead of three innings every night, they only had to throw one in the third or one and two thirds. Someday that might happen with some organization or some individual pitcher.
Ron, is training bad now? Is it worse? Are the philosophies that go into that? I mean, did you guys do things much differently? Because, I mean, you were able to pitch a lot more innings in an era where technology and analytics and everything else, you would think the information wasn't there, yet you guys in your era stayed healthier.
These guys are stronger, bigger, stronger than we ever were. But I will say this, is that they have gotten to a point where they're training all year long. I think that's wrong. Routinely, I think in 86, at the end of the season, including the postseason, I probably threw around 275 innings, 280 or so. And I did not touch a ball till January 1st. I played catch, simple catch, for 1 month. In February, I threw off a mound, not even pitching, just played catch on the incline of a mound, and then didn't really pitch until we started having pitching against our own players. Rest is just so important, and I think today's athlete doesn't think in that way. And then the other, I guess, thing I always say is that pitchers of my generation, and it doesn't mean it's better, it certainly doesn't, these guys leapfrog us as far as their stuff. But pitchers of my generation, we chased outs. guys today chase velocity. There's a big difference.
We got like a minute left here. I just wanted to ask you about Francisco Lindor, and I can't believe he's been there for 5 years already, and just how he's grown since he left Cleveland to go over to the Mets, because I know he spent a lot of time with the Mets.
Yeah, he's come full circle. I think when he first came over from Cleveland, I think most players don't believe the hype. They always think everyone says when you come to New York, it's going to be a big deal. It's not going to be a big deal. And I think he felt that a little bit. He thought he was going to be able to figure it out because he's such a smart athlete. New York is just a different town. You have to kind of grow into it if you haven't spent a lot of time there. And, boy, he has grown into it. He's become the leader that I think he's always wanted to be. The way he plays the game each and every day would be commendable and attractive to anyone who watches the game. And I think right now, even though he gave you guys some really amazing moments and some years, I think right now he's playing the best baseball he's ever played in his life. And I think that's the reason the Mets are so good.
Ron, thank you so much. Always love listening to you when you're doing the Mets games
or
on playoffs. And we'll be watching tonight, especially on TBS, when the Yankees and the Guardians go head-to-head. Thank you, Ron. We do appreciate your time.
Guys, let's do this again when the when Cleveland's in the post, okay?
You got it. And I'll get you a Browns jersey next time you come to town.
Thank you very much.
We'll talk to you
soon. Thanks, Ron.
Ron, darling.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.